There's a passage. Let me give it to you. John chapter 9. I want to have a couple of guys illustrate this. So Jason, come up real quick, and I think we have one more person. Jason Fordick is my travel assistant, but he's not your normal cup of tea. Jason Fordick oversees security for all of our campuses, and he travels with me internationally. Jason, right after 9/11, Jason joined the armed forces, became an Alpha Team leader. His name appears in three different museums in America. He took out a bunch of mucho malo hombres who were terrorists in different parts. That's the real Captain America right here, the real Avenger. And we have the same identical body. And I just do a... Why would you laugh? That's not... That's awkward. I just do a better job covering it up. Right? Yeah, it is. I mean, what? Wow. It's terrible. John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Here's the word of the Lord. As Jesus was walking, are there any questions? Great. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. As Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. That is important. Underline that. Go to verse 6. Then Jesus spit on the ground, which is messy. He made mud with his saliva. That's more messy. And he spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. Verse 7, he told him, go wash yourself. The man went and washed and came back seeing. I want to speak to you on the subject matter, which we cross-referenced in that Zoom call. It's my message of the moment in this season. Here's God's assignment upon yours truly, wherever I go, including this amazing women's conference. It's your mess, but it's God's miracle. Your mess, God's miracle. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Open your eyes to the new. By the time you get home, in Jesus' name, no hype. Listen, I'm the byproduct of legitimate, viable encounters in the presence of God that are all biblically undergirded. The Spirit of God shows up and gives you a word. When I was 12, 13 years old, a guy shows up, a guy named Bernie Gallo from the Teen Challenge Ministry in Rehersburg, Pennsylvania, back in the 80s. David Wilkerson's ministry, never met the guy before. My parents are not preachers. They forced me to go to church. My mom gave me a choice, go to church or die. I made the right choice. I want you to know that. I made the right choice. I attended Assembly of God Church in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That's why I have a messianic complex. So I attended a church in Allentown, Assembly of God Church. This guy comes up and says, there's a Sammy in this crowd. It was a Hispanic church. The guy didn't say there's a... He said, there's a Sammy. He stops the song. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. He stops the song. And he goes, there's a Sammy in this place. And the church, it's a Latino church, very quiet. That's a joke. It can't be a Latino. Slightly racist, but true. So the church went, ahí está el muchacho. So, which means, for your, ahí está el muchacho. So, my pastor called me out. The guy comes out, Sammy, by the way, if you ever go to a Hispanic church and you want to prophesy, there's a way that you could do it that you can't miss. All you got to say, I have a word for Jose or Maria. You can't miss. There's always going to be a Jose. But he says, Sammy, by name. Sammy, I come up and he gives me a word, everything I'm doing. And I mean everything. Everything. And then he wraps up by saying, oh, by the way, the Lord says, oh, you're going to pray for presidents of the United States of America. And that's how, by the grace of God, we ended up advising three different presidents. So the other word that I got about Hollywood, why am I telling you this? By the time you get home, no joke, in Jesus' name, wherever there was a mess, you will find a miracle. I'm going to say that one more time. In your marriage, in your relationships, in your children, in your health, in your mind, in your finances, in your calling, in your anointing, in your purpose, in your passion, in your promise, in your future, in your now and in your next, wherever there was a mess, I need you to get ready. You will find a miracle. If you believe it, give God praise like you actually believe it's about to happen. If you actually believe it, touch three women and tell them the mess is about to become a miracle. Tell somebody behind you, the mess is about to become a miracle. Tell somebody 5 steps away from you, the mess is about to become a miracle. I don't care how messy your children may be. I don't care how messy your marriage may be. I don't care how messy your relationships may be. Somebody praise like you know the mess is about to become a miracle. 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 The mess, Pastor Sam, my mess is big. The bigger the mess, 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 the bigger the miracle. The mess is about to become a miracle. If you're taking any notes, and good luck with that, number one, open your eyes to what you have never seen before. As Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. This man was not losing his sight. This man did not lose his sight. He never had it in the first place. He was born blind. This circumstance facilitates the environment for Christ to reveal what is known as a functional, an ontological extension of the creative nature of providence. In other words, with the woman that had the issue of blood, he gave her back her health. With the indolent man at Bethesda, he gave him back his walk. With Lazarus, he gave him back his life. But with this man, Jesus did not give him something he lost. Jesus gave him something he never had in the first place. Stop asking God to give you something you lost when he wants to give you something you never had. Somebody repeat after me. He is the Lord of the new thing. He is the Lord of the new thing. God is not interested in renovating your past. I'll repeat that for the hearing impaired. He is not interested in renovating your past. Stop asking him to renovate your past. He's not interested in renovating your past. He is committed to releasing a glorious future that will change your life forevermore.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Get crazier. It gets... Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. We've seen some stuff. Even in the past handful of years, we saw the effects of a global pandemic that killed millions around the world. We saw the ruins of racial and social unrest, destroying properties, families, dividing communities, and fragmenting the church. We saw the damage of political discord, where the donkey and the elephant temporarily succeeded in dividing what belongs to the lamb. I love this church. I love this church. You are lamb people. You worship Jesus. You're the kind of people, you're crazy. You're not normal. You're the reason why I believe that in this nation we can see healing. Because in this church, you don't believe, you don't drink the Kool-Aid. You don't believe there's such thing as a white church or a black church or a brown church or a yellow church. You believe there's only one church.
and the gates of hell shall not, will not, may not, cannot, no way, no how prevail against the church. We witness and we continue to bear witness. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here. To a cancel woke culture that insists in silencing everyone and everything that refuses to toe the line of a morally relativistic ideological worldview that runs counter to both the Word and the Spirit of God. We are streaming, right? Ah, ya no me importa nada. Olvídate que esto que estamos haciendo la cosa. I ate some flaming hot Cheetos. I'm on fire, baby. I got this thing ready to go. This really gets me, because we saw and continue to see like never before. I kid you not, a generation of targeted of kids by the architects of darkness. These are spiritual powers and principalities. With the message that there is no such thing as truth, gender, holiness, personal responsibility. We're streaming? Hey, America, I want you to get ready. There are a bunch of women that are about to rise up in the name of Jesus. There are a bunch of mama bears and lioness that are coming out of the Iron Woman Conference. And you know what they're saying? Get your hands off our children in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout like your children will not be touched. Somebody praise like your children and your children's children will serve the Lord. We've seen it. We've seen the mess. We saw the mess. We see the mess. Go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, you'll see the mess. Turn on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, and we don't discriminate. Telemundo. And you'll see the mess. The mess is big. But what if I tell you that in your family, in your faith, in your generation, in your marriage, in your relationships, not hopefully, not even prayerfully, not even maybe, you're about to see the mess become a miracle. Ho, ho, ho. God is up to something. You're saying, I can substantiate it. We're seeing the mess become a miracle. Let's look at this year. Let me give you the evidence real quick. And we're going to pivot to the illustration here. Something's happening this year. Pastor David, Pastor Nicole, it's not your normal cup of tea year. All right, let's put it in perspective. Let's look at the timeline. The year kicked off with an NFL football player dying live on national television. Damar Hamlin. He dies. Both teams come together, pray. He comes back to life, and he says, God brought me back to life. Jesus did it. He said it, not me. He said, Jesus brought me back to life. The very next day on ESPN, never been seen before, a broadcaster midstream, in the middle of the interview, and they're talking about, did you see what happened yesterday? Can you believe it? Oh, yeah. By the way, he's alive. He's alive. Yeah. And the guy stops, and he goes like, yeah, and he's alive, and but. He goes, I feel like praying. Oh, they didn't go to a commercial break. He said, I don't know if this is right, but we're going to pray. He starts praying, and he talks about the power of God to heal and God to turn things around. Immediately after that, is it a coincidence? Right after that, a couple of big surveys came out. The survey said that there's a generation in America now that will be the most non-Christian generation in American history. All of a sudden, right after that ESPN and Damar Hamlin, it seems that God never got the memo. And God goes like, what? There's a survey that says that Generation Z will be the most non-Christian generation in the history of America. This generation will not embrace Christianity. Very non-Christian, very non-Christian. And God says, what? What generation is that? Yeah, the Generation Z generation. And God says, yeah. Asbury, Kentucky. You should smile. You know what this means? Your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children's
children's children's children's children's children's children's children's children will hear Jesus, will have an encounter with the living God. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
God is up to something. Tell your neighbor, God is up to something. God is, and then Greg Laurie, my friend, Greg Laurie, who's a buddy of mine, released a movie called The Jesus Revolution. Man, it was supposed to have made $7 million. It's already made over close to $60 million in box office receipts. What does that mean? No joke. We're about to see more people come to Jesus than ever before in human history. We are about to see our prodigals and sons and daughters come back home. We're about to see some great things. And the mess will become a miracle. Repeat after me. The mess will become a miracle. And whatever pushback you want to give, then you can say, Pastor, but what about, you know, but we're living in the last days. Because you get the pushback. You get people going like, oh, you're denying. I mean, that's good optimism. It's Pollyanna-ish. It's very, like, positive reinforcement, very encouraging, very cheerleader, very rah, 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 boo. But in reality, you're denying the fact your eschatology must be like, no, Pastor, I'm slowing down. Three coffees. Here we go. So he goes, because Jesus is coming, and Pastor Sam, we're living in the last days. Are you negating the fact that we're, I've read the list. 2 Timothy chapter 3, very exhaustive list. In the last days, people will become lovers of themselves. That's called narcissism. And some of the accounts on Instagram. So we know that for a fact. In the last days, men and women will deviate from their natural desires. We call that California. Are you with me right now? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? It's just... So I get the list, Matthew 24, a redundant list. Wars and rumors of wars, and back to Timothy, heresy, false teaching, false. We get all that. But there's a last day promise that prompted me to leave a movie premiere in Hollywood to jump to this conference. There's one more last day promise, which is the one that prompted me to get here. It's my favorite. In the last days, it's so powerful, it appears both in the old and the new. Joel 2:28, Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, not I might, not I hope to. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon some of the flesh, half the flesh, one quarter of the flesh. I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon somebody. Prays like, you know, we're about to see God show up like we've never seen him show up before. Are you ready for God to fill your family? Are you ready for God to fill your home? Are you ready for God to fill your children? Are you ready for God to fill your marriage, your relationship? Show up. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. All right, just raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I'm about to see what I've never seen before. Say it like you believe it. In my family. In my faith. In my finances. In my relationships. In my church. In my community. In my thinking. In my actions. In my words. In my health. In my surroundings. In my generation. In my nation. I'm about to see the glory of Jesus like I have never, ever seen before. If you believe it, praise like you believe it. Shout like you believe it. Worship like you believe it. Rejoice like you believe it. Real quick, we're going to expedite the process here. Open your eyes to God's Spirit. All right, let's do this. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with his saliva, and spread the mud. I don't encourage anyone to ever do this in the real world. Liability insurance kicks in, a bunch of other stuff. So this is, I want, so what I, this, because he, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what happened. So what, so go ahead, take the, No. No. And, okay, this is. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Yeah, he looks like Nightwing or something. It's just like this. No, it's good. I like it. All right. Very unorthodox. And this is the process. Now, y'all, listen. Jesus didn't need to do that. Y'all need to know Jesus, he had the power. Hey, this guy, he's here. He was born blind. Jesus could have done like where's he at? Over there? Right? Not even like the bewitched Jesus. Just like cool Jesus. And the guy would have been like, poof. Somehow he wants to teach us something here. And he goes and he makes this mess and this conflated process. I want you to hear me. The God of the outcome is the same God of the process. The process is temporary, but the promise is permanent. And here's the problem. Do not make the temporary permanent. And do not confuse the process with the promise. Do not confuse what you're going through with where you're going to. And I want to remind you, if you're going through what you've never been through before, it's only because you're about to occupy what you've never occupied before. I'm going to do that one more time. If you are under attack like never before in your life, if you're gone in the past few months, if it looks like all the krakens were released simultaneously, if right now you're going through the valley and you're going through your desert and you're going through your storm, do me a favor. Stop whining. Stop complaining. Stop posting about the hell that you're going through and do the opposite. If you're going through what you've never been through before, if I were you, I'd be smiling. It only means you're about to occupy what you have never occupied before. Is there any woman here ready to occupy all of God's promises? So Jesus spit. He spit. Holy saliva, Batman. He spits. He spits and he combines it with the dirt. He makes a mud ball. What's in his spit? What's in your spit? See, I heard that back there. Oh, we hear DNA, over here bacteria. Is that great? The cup is half empty, the cup is half filled. All the pessimists, it's bacteria, it's germs, it's virus. And all the optimists, it's DNA. Literally speaking. Not like, is that a revelation? No, like that's human physiology, science. Literally speaking, Jesus takes his DNA. No, he took his, the man was born blind. Jesus comes along and says, you were born blind? Let me take my DNA. I'm gonna put my DNA on you. In other words, with your DNA, you can't see a thing. With my DNA, you're about to see my glory. With your DNA, you are a permanent victim. With my DNA, you are more than a conqueror. With your DNA, you have trauma. With my DNA, you will have a testimony. With your DNA, you're limited. With my DNA, you can do all things through me who gives you strength. Lift up your hands. I'm here to tell you to get ready. You're about to see that DNA activated in you. Oh, no joke. I sense an anointing. Your family was born a certain way. You were born a certain way. Pastor Nicole's testimony is so powerful and transformative. She elevates the testimony over the trauma. She shares what she went through to point people to where God has taken her to today. That's why I love Pastor Nicole. It's the testimony over the trauma. It's destiny over drama. It's what God is doing. And I need you to get ready, because when this conference is over, in the name of Jesus, whatever was there before, whatever mess was there before, God's DNA is about to manifest itself in everything you do in your life. Are you with me? No more generational curses. Generational blessings are alive and well.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.